We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one I am talking about, this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right. So I got a dipper here that I'm going to jump on into for a minute. Now, everybody knows, all God's children know, that sometimes you got to watch what's on the screens and make sure that it's not something that you have to turn away from, because when I say that, I'm talking about the big movie screens and the TV screens. What's also gotten really irritating, though, is when they build in subliminals, when they try to message you in the middle of something that shouldn't have anything to do with their message. And what I'm talking about is that, like, the ubiquitous now storylines that have to contain woke-isms. Like, you'll look at a movie and you'll go, what has that got to do with anything? Charlene and I were watching a show about Jamestown. It was a TV series. We were streaming the show, and it actually been pretty good. It got a little tiresome after a while. You're thinking, okay, how much can happen in one stockade? You know, there's like in Jamestown. I mean, how much stuff can actually happen? But, you know, the first part of the series is good. And then just totally went off the rails. Jumped the shark. They had one episode where in, what are we talking about, 1600s Jamestown? You have in this stockade that has no more than about, you know, 150 people in it, in an era in which, you know, Puritans came over, you know, on the boats, you got a transgender in the middle of it all. That's not gonna be a thing, but they had to have it. You got revisions of history where they have to incorporate things to meet certain guidelines, you know, to satisfy the DEI non-purists. And you've got woke in Hollywood has really gotten bad. I got a piece here that came out earlier this year on the Telegraph. The headline was Hollywood has reached peak woke. I don't know if it has. I hope it has. I hope it already hit the Laffer curve where it began to realize anything that it did that was woke was trending away from profitability, and maybe they're coming back to themselves. But keep in mind, the Motion Picture Academy that does the Academy Awards, earlier this year, for the first time, the Academy Awards, if you wanted to get the Best Picture Award, you also had to meet DEI requirements. It's not about merit. It's not about the quality of the production. It's not about the best acting that was incorporated. It's not about the storyline, the plots, the music, the special effects, none of it. It was about, is it a good movie that also has DEI requirements fulfilled? So they've got, they call them representation and inclusion standards. It's DEI. It's so non-merit. And I look at this and think, okay, first of all, hey, Hollywood, I mean, I realize some of y'all, this is your career. It's your actual career. You've made a name for yourself by being an actor or a producer or a director, a technician of some type. You've got people that are special effects wizards. And you look at it and go, why do y'all want to be associated with something that does not allow you to excel for being, I don't know, excellent? So here's the standards. The standards are, at least for the moment, only for the best picture, right? But even then, here's the deal. You got five new DEI center standards for an Academy Award for Best Picture. It's got to deal with things about on-screen representation, themes and narratives, and creative leadership and project team. You got to have at least one actor from a, quote, underrepresented or ethnic group, or at least 30% of the secondary actors have to be racial minorities, women, LGBT, or possess physical or cognitive disabilities. Why? Films can also qualify if their main storyline, theme, or narrative is centered on unrepresented groups. So the only way you can do this at times, if you're doing a historical piece, is to rewrite history. If you're doing a cultural piece, is to go counterculture in order to get your version of culture. And then you look at it and go, why is that necessary? Because the rest of us are watching a movie and we go to see what the movie's supposed to be about, only to find out the subliminal messaging is what they were really about. And it's frustrating. And then, you know, you look at like Disney. Oh my gosh. Disney, come back to us. Somebody, please recapture Disney. So Disney, and I'm pleased to find, though, that this has not made it into a movie production yet, but Disney owns all of the rights to the Star Wars franchising. Disney has it all. Disney recently inserted a new transgender stormtrooper. It's important you have that. If you're going to go fight aliens, if you're going to do battle with a Jedi, then you got to be able to, you know, have a transgender stormtrooper, because that's important. The transgender stormtrooper's name is Sister. Yep, I'm just telling you. Sister, by the way, wears body armor that has the transgender flag colors on it, because that's tactical. Sister was first introduced in the Star Wars young adult novel called Queen of Hope. Well, there's a name, Queen of Hope. I'm getting lost in this. What we know, according to the report, is that he, quote, served alongside Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, and Commander Cody in the Clone Wars. And he once held some reservations about whether the Jedi would accept his transgender status. But then Anakin reassured him. The Jedi are about transcending things. I don't think we can complain if you transcended gender. They're not using the Force on this one, is what I'm saying.
Well, before you said that the Stormtrooper is going to have the transgender flag as a suit, I was going to say, how can you even tell if it would be a transgender? Because they're all just white, like, they just all wear the same white Stormtrooper suit. Like,
why is that not racist?
yeah. It's, and also, how are you going to have a gender, like, it's named Sister.
How are you going to have a
name that is correlative to a female role? Like, that's not gender fluid enough. That doesn't make any sense to me. They're contradicting themselves in their wokeness there.
Brother, you're trying too hard. this is not supposed to be figured out. They just want you to accept it. That's all they want. You know, I'd have an easier time accepting that that lightsabers are real than to accept that this is the way it would work. But so here's the thing. I wonder, you know, when you see that article I had earlier that asked the question in its title, has Hollywood reached peak woke? Well, that's the question being asked more and more. You got a guy named Robert Davi, who's been in movies like Die Hard, License to Kill. He's been working in Hollywood for like 46 years. There's a story in the Washington Examiner today. It came out 2 weeks ago. And he's arguing that there's a disconnect between celebrities and the rest of Hollywood, citing that the majority of the Teamsters Union who works on the film set support President Donald Trump. So what he's saying is it's the leftists who are the key figures. It's the George Clooney's, Brad Pitt's of the world. It's the Robert De Niro's who are the left, but they're getting all the oxygen in this. And he's saying that the rank and file of Hollywood, which includes, he points out, the set workers, the sound technicians, you know, I've never understood what a key grip is, but there's somebody called a key grip. All these people, he said, they're the rank and file, and they are by and large supporting Donald Trump, is what he says. He says, so there's a huge disconnect in terms of money and the understanding of what the problems of our nation are. The left, the Democrat Party, has been hijacked by woke ideology, and we've even seen it. And most recently, he talks about AOC saying some just ridiculous stuff. All right, so here's a guy in Hollywood saying that. And then I got this. Right around the same time frame, the Daily Mail ran a piece that says, has Hollywood finally learned its lesson? Non-woke movies are becoming the summer blockbusters after a slew of preachy films have bombed. Preachy, there's the word. I should have used that a while ago. Preachy films. It's got one called Inside Out 2, a massive hit for Pixar. International ticket sales hit $600 million like right away. International's going like $1.4 billion. And then you had Twisters. By the way, Charlene and I saw Twisters. Really good flick. Have you seen it?
The original or the new one?
The new one.
Yeah, I saw it. It was okay.
It was okay, but the point is, and it wasn't woke.
Yes.
They didn't go all climate change on us. You know, they could have. Mm-hmm. They could have, you know, had to make sure they had the character who was a little bit, you know, cross-dressing or something. They didn't worry about it. This guy in particular writing the article believes that we have a sign right now that audiences are starting to tell Hollywood more and more to quit moralizing your messages and just do movies. Just get back to entertaining people. Wouldn't that be refreshing? He cited movies like Frozen 2, Lightyear, and the Disney flop Strange World, which I didn't even hear of, that just totally bombed. They were propaganda disguised as kid movies, he says. Meanwhile, Twisters managed to just be about natural disasters without trying to go into climate change alarmism. And I like that. And I think the vast majority of us are good with that. But it's getting even more than that. So I got a piece here. This is what sparked all this. By the way, you seen the movie Shazam? You seen that one?
Not, no.
Shazam stars, Zachary Levi is his name. Actor named Zachary Levi. He, by the way, you'd like this. He starred in a movie about Kurt Warner's life. And I've forgotten the name of the movie. I'll think of it in a minute. Really, really good flick. Zachary Levi recently came out and endorsed Trump, and he's been doing Trump rallies. And he's, I don't know if you consider him an A-lister, but he's made some great movies. He's known. And he's out there, you know, right now campaigning with Tulsi Gabbard and doing others and doing rallies. He's a Trump surrogate now. And he's literally out there not afraid to hang his name on what he actually believes, and it's conservative. The question is going to be, are they going to try and axe him because of it? But John Voight has survived as a conservative. James Woods has survived as a conservative in Hollywood. Chris Pratt is largely a conservative and a Christian, outspoken about his faith in Hollywood. Patricia Heaton has survived as a conservative Christian in Hollywood.
Well, one of the best examples of that right now is Dennis Quaid, who played Reagan in the Reagan movie, and didn't. It's funny because the discrepancy between the, quote, movie critics who rated it versus the actual audience who rated it, it was like a 97% from the audience, and of course the critics gave it like a 15%. But like examples like that of, you know, conservative actors like Dennis Quaid, who can play Reagan, you know, one of the main model conservatives, it's, you know, those movies can still do well.
They can. And you know what? There's an audience for them. In fact, I'd say the audience is hungry for them. In fact, people are tired of being preached at, especially by leftists. If you look at, and I realize there's a popular vote that has to also contain the major metropolitan areas, like the New York City's, the San Francisco's, the Atlanta's. So you're going to have these major urban centers that are going to stay blue, at least for the time being. But if you look at a map of the popular vote, you're going to see the vast majority of this nation is red, which means that the base of people that are going to movies spread out far and wide across this nation is not buying the whole woke ideology. You may have population centers that drive the electoral votes in a state because they control so much of the state. But truth be told, there is a red base all over this. It's like I always say, there's more of us than there are of them. And so variety, here's what sparked this. Have I got time? I'll do it real quick. Francis Ford Coppola. How long has he been around? Francis Ford Coppola just came out with a new movie. I don't know much about it. It's called Megalopolis. It's designed to be somewhat of an epic level film, right? So Megalopolis, he literally said, what I didn't want to happen is that we're deemed some woke Hollywood production that's simply lecturing viewers. So the cast features people who were actually canceled at one point or another. He went out and got actors that he believes had been shuffled off of the A-list because of their conservative views to bring them into the movie because he wanted to know that he was not allowing cancel culture to impact Hollywood and he wants to get out of the woke mentality. That's Francis Ford Coppola. That's the kind of guy that when people say, what's Coppola doing? They want to know, what's Coppola doing? What's Coppola going to say? Coppola's doing a flick. Who's got the rights? And, I mean, you've got people like Shia LaBeouf, who now is open about having converted to Christianity. John Voight, like I said a minute ago. And I'm just, listen, I think that this is a short dipper, but I'm thinking that right now what we're looking at is when you say woke Hollywood, you have to also recognize that, oh, by the way, there's a question mark after that. All right, we can take a break right now. Last break of the Friday. We'll come right back and we'll put a lid on it, get a few text messages. And I will tell you this, Babylon Bee is getting into movies. They got a new one out that looks like it's a hoot. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.